It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the anticipation has been growing for weeks. The time's almost here. That's right. Baseball's coming back next week. The teams will be taking the field in less than 10 days, and there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And while we're all excited for baseball, don't forget that there's European soccer happening all week long and a huge golf tournament coming up this weekend also. So to get in on the action, what you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante with Greg Pickle. In the first segment, Greg, we decided it was not a good bet to bet on my Mets or your Phillies. So who do you bet on in baseball?
Well, that's a great question, Jim. I would bet on the team that has least likely to have COVID infections. Oh, wait, there's no way for us to know that. You know, I was thinking about that. I love the season-long bet because it goes without saying you obviously should get you know, at least a few months of enjoyment out of your action, even if you don't make it to the World Series. But I'm not sure I'm going to be able to pull the trigger this year for a couple of reasons. One, you know, again, with the shortened season, it could be, you know, your team loses seven in a row and you could be very much out of the playoff conversation in a hurry. But then two, I just don't know if I want to have my money tied up in something where a guy could get the coronavirus or if four guys on a team could get the coronavirus. And now my futures bet is tied up in AAA guys. So for all of those reasons, I'll probably pass and wait it out a little bit. But I am very hopeful that we do get to see the completion of this shortened baseball season, because if you read what ESPN has said, if you read what The Athletic has said, Yahoo, Jim, everyone in college football is watching how the NBA, the NHL, and the Major League Baseball start off. Because if they start off poorly, then it's a really poor sign for the college football season to be played as expected. Conversely, if these leagues start out well, even though college football won't have some of the things they have, like a bubble, it's going to be very encouraging for us to see college football in the fall. So for all those reasons, I'm betting on baseball doing well for our sanity more than anything else.
That's a great point to tie it into college football. If you remember, it was when the NBA shut down, that's what caused the NCAA basketball tournament to shut down. I think college football and all the other sports, they're going to be watching baseball and seeing what happens. And if things go well for baseball, that bodes well for college football and vice versa. All right. That was not the plan for this segment, Greg. We want to continue our series on the Penn State assistant coaches. So now that we killed a little bit of time talking baseball, let's get to these coaches. I want to start out with Juwan Sider. He's the third-year running backs coach at Penn State. Got to say, this was, to tie back into baseball, a home run of a hire for James Franklin. The recruiting, the development, is he the most valuable assistant coach?
I think you can make a really strong argument for it, Jim. He's a guy who, when James Franklin hired him, he didn't really have a spot for him. He had to create one. Unfortunately, that meant moving David Corley to the receiver's spot, and you know that went the way that it went. But you couldn't pass on Juwan Sider. And, well, Jim, we have seen exactly why over the last couple of years here. And I would just note this. Florida, it sounded like, was going to move him to tight ends coach. And that's just very bizarre to me. The guy clearly is a top-notch position coach and a top-notch recruiter. Why you'd want to move on from him, I don't know.
Exactly. And not only is he a good recruiter recruiting running backs, but he's got that pipeline into Florida, which is fantastic to have. All right. Next up, Tyler Bowen, the third year as tight ends coach. He was also the offensive coordinator for the bowl game when Joe Moore had left. You could kind of say similar things about him as you do Juwan Sider. The tight end position looks to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you really could. Jim, I can't believe he's been here 3 years already. I remember thinking back to meeting him at the Fiesta Bowl. He had not joined the staff all that long ago, and he was out there for the game with Washington. And yeah, it was really interesting to get to meet him then and now to think back all that way and realize he's been here for 3 years. It's almost hard to believe. Rising star. Penn State's not going to keep this guy very long, I don't think, Jim. He has coordinator written all over him. And, you know, with Kirk Sciarca now coming aboard, I don't really know if there's going to be an opportunity to promote him to that job in the kind of timeline that he would like. I really highly super doubt it. Unless Kirk Sciarca wants to be a head coach and Tyler Bowen waits 2 years and everything goes perfect and then Sciarca Liat, we're getting way too far ahead of ourselves. But he's a rising star in the profession. He can recruit. He can coach. The tight ends clearly really enjoy playing for him, Jim, and he's developed a lot of good ones. He's recruited a lot of good ones, and he continues to do well in that regard. So he is a guy who Penn State fans should enjoy while he's here because he is not going to be here forever.
Well, you make a good point, though. He is insurance, though, behind Kurt Sciarca, maybe making a move sooner rather than later. So you don't mind having depth among your assistant coaches, just like having depth among your players. Next up is Joe Lohrig, the special teams coach. This is his second year a special teams coach. I want to throw in, and you and I talked about this, in the spring, they had media days for each of the assistant coaches. They all came on. Some were more interesting than others, but Joe Lohrig was my favorite. I thought, well, special teams coach, how much am I going to hear on this call? He was fantastic. I felt like I learned things from him. He came across to me as a great communicator. Does that translate into what he's been doing on the field, Greg?
It sure seems like it. I mean, it doesn't hurt, Jim, that, you know, it certainly doesn't hurt that he was able to basically receive a gift from Virginia Tech and Jordan Stout because they didn't want to give him a scholarship and Penn State had room for one. So that certainly did not hurt matters. But he seems to have a very good plan. I thought Penn State special teams obviously took a step forward at times last year. They still have some things they need to improve on. But yeah, no question about it. He seems to have a very good plan. He's a guy who understands not just the way to do it, but the way to coach it. And that may have been missing Penn State special teams game plan, missing from Penn State special teams game plan in the past, rather. So far, so good. They have some very talented returners, KJ Hamler, and having to replace him is going to be tough, but they have some pretty talented guys waiting in the wings, Jim. So we will see how they look this fall, but you had to like what you saw last year, and you have to like the fact that he's been able to go out and recruit Sander Sahadic to come in and learn behind Jake Pinniger and Jordan Stout for a little bit, and then they'll hope to hand him the key to that job in a couple of years. But yeah, overall, so far, so good on that front.
And if you watch any of the kids' videos that he puts out, he looks like he has a very strong leg. But mentioning that Joe Lohrig seems to have a plan, and we learned a little bit about this when he talked to the media, where he talked in terms of you can't make a mistake because you have a limited number of scholarships. You don't want to have multiple kickers on scholarship longer than maybe that 1 year overlap for the youngster to learn from the veterans. It just sounded like he had his act totally together, knew exactly what he wanted to do, and that was very impressive to me. All right, next up is Tim Banks. He's now in his fifth year with the program, and he's from Detroit, correct? And he seems to be using that Michigan background to his best advantage in recruiting this season, Greg.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. Tim Banks has certainly helped Penn State's push into Michigan and the greater Detroit area. So this is a guy who I think a lot of fans were irritated with at times during last season because the secondary, of course, was maybe a little bit too known for getting burnt on big plays and things like that. But the guy can recruit and he can coach. And I think a lot of it was schematic as much as it was, and schematic meaning from the top down, starting with Brent Pry's defense and the way he called it and implemented it. So I think that was as much of a problem as anything else. You know, can Tim Banks learn some things from last year and try and get his guys in better position to succeed? Yeah, no doubt about it, no question. But, you know, at the same time, I don't think he was as responsible for some of the breakdowns as a lot of fans would like to maybe give him blame for. So, yeah, I like that part of Penn State staff. Tim Banks was, again, a guy who some even questioned when he was hired, because if I'm not mistaken, Jim, he was kind of unceremoniously. It was one of those kind of like he wasn't fired at Illinois, if I'm remembering correctly, and I may not be, but I don't think he was fired at Illinois, but I don't really know if they're going to bring him back either. So some fans questioned why Penn State was interested in him, but I think it's worked out so far.
Well, wasn't he also part of that Illinois coaching staff that raided Penn State?
Yes.
When it became a free for all, the Penn State after the scandal, players were free to go make free transfers, and coaches actually showed up on campus, including or specifically the Illinois coaching staff. And I don't think that in the beginning, Penn State fans weren't too happy about that. And I understand that. All right. Finally, we come to Terry Smith. He's a Penn State graduate. Played at Penn State and a Western PA guy. So that's pretty important too, in terms of recruiting out in, of course, Western PA. So what have you seen from Terry Smith, Greg?
Yeah, again, obviously a connection for Penn State to have with, and it was one of the, it was an extremely smart hire when James Franklin got here, because two things really stood out about that. One, he was a connection to the Letterman, and I think James Franklin knew he was going to need that if he was going to help bring this program back to where everyone wanted it to be, but also bring the program together at a pretty difficult time. He needed Eliason on his staff that connected him to the Letterman and to the past players of this program, the alumni, and that seemed to work out pretty well. So you didn't only have that, but you had a guy who could recruit Western PA and Pennsylvania in general, and obviously he can coach a little bit too. So you put all those ingredients together, and he was a no-brainer pick. He has, I think he might be the assistant coaching staff's leader, Jim, for most titles. I'd have to go back and check, but I think he has like three titles now, and he's kind of in that thing where he was the associate this and then the assistant that. Now I think he's back to being an associate something or other, but yeah, no, Terry Smith always been a good guy and is a strong part of this Penn State coaching staff. And like I said, a good link to the past that can never hurt any program, and it hasn't hurt Penn State since he arrived on campus.
Well, the title, my favorite, is he's assistant head coach, and they also used to have Sean Spencer as associate head coach. It sounds like a routine from The Office when you start talking about those titles. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around in quarter number three. We're going to ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.